The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. It's going to be a great day. Yesterday, I was at the OSU-Michigan State game, and things didn't turn out exactly the way we had hoped, but I'm one of those fans, and I think a lot of you are out there are like me, in that we're just fans, and we know they're not a professional team. The young guys, kids, if you will, out there doing their best, and we still love them, and we still love the coaches, and the sun came up today. Guess what? The sun came up, and it's going to come up tomorrow and the next day and all that. And so they'll do their best and see what they can do against Nebraska next week. And I think that's an away game. I'm not sure, but anyway. So, all right. Now, today's show is an installment of Teeth Across the Pond. And this time, I visited an orthodontist and a general dentist implant surgeon in York, England. Now, York, England is about a three-hour drive north of London. Now, at first, I thought I'd be interviewing a gentleman named Dr. Stephen Kane. But Dr. Kane wasn't in the office that day, and so his associate, Dr. Michael L. Riley, was there, and I interviewed him. And so you're going to hear me talking about Dr. Kane's diploma and where he went to dental school and all that, and then that's not who I interviewed, so I just thought I'd kind of want to give you a heads up on that. So let's go ahead and listen into this interview.
Let's see. Dr. Kane went to the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh. Looks like he graduated in 1995. Also went to the University of London, United Medical and Dental Schools of Guy's and St. Thomas's Hospitals, having completed the approved course of study and passed the examinations as an internal student in the Faculty of Medicine, has this day been admitted by the Senate to the degree of Master of Science in Orthodontics. And that was in 1994. In 1980, he received his Bachelor of Dental Surgery degree, which happens to be the same year I did. I graduated dental school in 1980. Hi, are you Dr. Kane?
Michael Riley.
Oh, Dr. Riley. Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Dr. Kvitko from the U.S. First of all, what I want to do is compare the two systems. I was looking at your showcase over here, and I see Invisalign, but there's another one I see called Damon. What is that? I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, the Damon system was developed by a gentleman called Dr. Dwight Damon, who's an American chap, and his philosophy is all about extracting less teeth.
Okay.
And the Damon system fits with that philosophy, uses low friction, self-ligating brackets, so rather than using the elastic modules or colours as people know them, you don't use those, you use self-ligating gates that close over the wire, reduce the friction and apparently reduce treatment time and extraction need. Okay. So that's just one of the systems we use here in the practice. We also use Innovation C, another self-ligating bracket. The difference with those being they're not passively self-ligating all the way through. When you use larger arch wires, there is a degree of activity, but I don't find that that clinically makes a big difference.
How do you decide when to use one over the other?
I think a combination of the clinical appearance of the patient and the demands of the patient. So historically, I used a lot of Innovation C because they were more aesthetic than the Damon system. But just lately, Damon Clear have come out, which are the ceramic self-ligating brackets. I'm seeing quite a lot of demand for those now. I think they're probably about the best looking self-ligating.
Do you do any lingual braces here?
Not at the present time. I have looked at some of the results that lingual appliances are achieving and feel that sometimes they're not perhaps quite as good as regular buccal appliances.
They're also a pain in the butt to do, right?
They can be, I think so, yes, I think so.
And I see you have Invisalign. What percent of your patients do you think do the Invisalign?
Do you know what? We've not audited that here in the practice, so I couldn't give you an exact figure, but it's certainly a popular way of doing things. Again, very aesthetic. Right. But it does have limitations, and sometimes you might need to use regular buckle appliances to detail a case.
Right there towards the end. What about 6-month smiles, 6-month braces, cosmetic ortho? Have you guys heard of that over here?
I've heard of it, but I tend to find I need to give my patients more than 6 months to give them a perfect result, which is what we aim for here at OrthoKind.
Right. So the name of the business is OrthoKind.
Sure.
What's the website?
That is www.orthokind.com.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to look you guys up and maybe see before and after photos.
Please do.
Yeah, and we've got a nice infomercial there by a company called Foucault, and that's very informative. And there are links to all of the manufacturer's websites as well.
Okay, do you have a certain percentage of adults? Like most of your patients are children, but are you getting more and more adults these days?
Indeed. I think orthodontics is a growth market across the board, so we're getting more demand from all sectors, really.
What about the royal family? I noticed that Kate has straight teeth. I assume that was with the help of an orthodontist somewhere along the line.
Well, indeed, I know certainly across the pond over in America, you feel that historically we've had rather crooked teeth and a poor standard of dentistry here.
But, now, I didn't say that.
But, I don't know if she's had the attention of an orthodontist, but I think perhaps possibly Prince William did, although I couldn't be sure on that.
Now, you know, I was talking to somebody on the street, because I do some man on the street interviews, and he said to me that about 10 years ago is when things started to switch to where people were more conscious of the cosmetics. Would you kind of agree with that?
Sorry, I wasn't listening to the question.
Oh, about 10 years ago, he thought when people over here started to switch to being more cosmetically conscious?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to put a time scale on it, but I think people are more aware of their appearance in general now.
Okay, well, hey, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it. And you have the card.
Indeed.
It's dentallyspeaking.com,
sure.
And I'll take a card. Maybe your girls can give me an email address.
Yep.
And if you want, you can even listen live. I'll let you know when it's going to be. The only problem is live would be...
No,
it would work for you guys. It's 8:30 on Sunday mornings in the U.S., which would be... What would that be? 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So you're probably up by 1:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Should be about up by then. Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
All right. So that was the interview that I was going to do last week and ran out of time. And I'm pretty sure Dr. Riley was up and listening today across the pond. It's funny. They call it across the pond, too, except they're thinking back to the U.S. And a couple of things that he said that I just want to clarify. Lingual is the tongue side, and buccal is the cheek side. The reason being there's a muscle in the cheek called the buccinator muscle, so we call it the buccal side, and that's what you think of when you see typical braces, the brackets, the wires, they're all on the outside of the teeth, the buccal side. And then I had asked him about lingual braces, which would be the kind that would be by your tongue that people wouldn't see and wouldn't know that you had them on. Also, he mentioned that he needs more than 6 months to give people that perfect result, which is what he shoots for at OrthoKind. And that's actually very true. And you've heard me say that I do 6-month braces, 6-month smiles, that sort of thing. And the way we can do it, the reason we can do them in 6 months is because we have patients who, they're adults and they don't really care if their last couple teeth in the way back are a little crooked or tipped. They just want their smile to be perfect looking. And that's how we can do it so quickly. So anyway, that was Dr. Michael Riley. I want to just tell you, he's got all these letters after his name. BDS, which is the British designation for a dental surgeon, I guess. MFDS, RCS, with a parenthesis, Edinburgh. And I think that might be the Royal College of Scotland. I'm not sure. But anyway, he's got lots of MPHIL, M-Ortho, RCS. I don't know. There's just a lot of letters that I think are interesting. So... Dr. Riley, if you're listening, maybe you can send me an email and explain what the heck all those mean, okay? All right, now, before we go back to more of our Teeth Across the Pond interview, we have a caller on the line, and it's Bree, right, Bree?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And you are with the OSU College of Dentistry, correct?
I am.
Okay, so tell me what you guys have going.
Well, this coming Wednesday, October 5th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we have our board screening day, and this is organized by our dental students, and it's part of their clinical training. And faculty supervision, they offer free dental screening exams and 2 dental x-rays, and it's open to the public. You just have to be at least 18 years of age, and so you'll get the free screening exam, 2 free dental x-rays, and patients will also be evaluated for additional free treatment in conjunction with the dentistry students' clinical board exams in February of 2012.
Okay, now you said Monday, right?
Wednesday, October 5th.
Wednesday, October 5th. Okay. Uh-huh. So I just want to make sure I heard you right, because I don't want to give out the wrong information. The other thing is, you said, okay, so they get two free x-rays, they get an exam, and you said it's in conjunction with the board exams. Now, I know what it is, but explain what the board exams are for people that don't.
The board exams are the standard exams that the students must take in order, there's part one, part two, and they have to pass those in order to get their certificate.
Okay, so the hope is that some of these folks would agree to come back and be a patient for somebody who is taking their board exam, correct?
Yes, and this would be free treatment in conjunction with the exams, which start in February. So it's really a great opportunity for especially people who don't have dental insurance or just people looking to get some free treatment.
And let me just say that for people that are sitting at home and they haven't been to a dentist and they say, well, why do I need to go because I don't have any pain? That's
right.
Not a good thing, because tooth decay doesn't cause you pain. It only causes pain if it's now into the nerve and needs a root canal or sometimes an extraction, right?
Exactly. So preventative dental care is definitely the way to go. It'll definitely save you some pain in the long run.
So if they want to just come, they could become a patient of the college, or they could just come for the free exam and x-rays, and would they be given copies of them if they chose to have them?
That's it.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's good to know. And it's Wednesday, October 5th from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. That's 3 days from now, right? Monday,
yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
And it'll be held in the main clinic area. It's room 1038, and that is at the College of Dentistry, which is at 305 West 12th Avenue, right on Ohio State's campus.
Now, the only thing is about college campus buildings is when you walk into a room, you never see this great big sign hanging from the ceiling that says, this is room 1038 or whatever you said. So is it the one that you come into from the parking garage?
The easiest way to get to it, it depends on which way you're coming, but the easiest way would be to park in the 12th Avenue garage.
Okay.
And then to walk across the street. Post Hall is almost right across from the parking garage. It's connected to the Med Center. So it's right on the corner of 12th and Neal.
Okay.
So if you come in that entrance and turn right and just keep going through, you'll get to the clinic area.
Okay, now they do have to pay to park, but it's a lot cheaper than an exam and x-ray cost, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Hey, hang on the line with us for a second, because I think I'm going to make this my Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Okay,
yes.
So hang on and you can help me with that. But first, the attorneys say you have to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what is the date and time of the free dental screening exams complete with two free x-rays being given at the Ohio State University College of Dentistry Clinic? Is it this Wednesday, October 5th from 5 to 7? Is it Thursday, November 24th from 1 to 3? Or is it Sunday, December 25th from 9 to 11? The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Please call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY, and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child? Well, take heart. now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right, using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month Smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
All right, so welcome back, and we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we have Bree on the phone from the OSU College of Dentistry because the question is, what is the date and time of the free dental screening exams complete with 2 free x-rays being given at the Ohio State University College of Dentistry Clinic? And Bree, we have a couple callers on the line that have the correct answer, and we have lines 1 and 2. I'm going to let you pick. Which line should we go with?
We'll go with line number 2.
Line number 2. Okay, that's Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
Fine.
Kelly, what do you do?
I work 4 out of 8, but right now I'm not working.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, hey, there's a lot of people that aren't working right now, so you have good company, right?
Yeah.
So what is the answer to our question of the day?
October 5th from 7 to 9. So, I mean, from 5 to 7, and it's a Wednesday.
That's very good. You got it all correct. So thank you so much for calling. And if you'll stay on the line, my producer is going to get your information so that we can get you the flowers, okay? And Michael, thank you for calling also. And maybe try in again next week. So, Bree, thank you for calling and letting us know about this. I'm sure my listeners would love to take advantage of this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I also just want to let everyone know that all this information is available on our website. It's www.dent.osu.edu, and we also have set up a hotline for the event. So you can also reach us and ask any questions that you might have at 614-450-0018.
Okay, and is that manned from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., or when is that manned?
That is available all day. There's someone actually checking voicemails, so if you just leave a voicemail, you'll receive a call back, so you can call at any time.
Okay. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, so let's get back to our Teeth Across the Pond interviews, and this one is a general dentist slash surgeon who does strictly implants, from what I could gather. So here we go.
All right, so we are at the front door of St. Xavier Gate Dental Practice and York Dental Implant Center, and we have to push the button. Hi there. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Did they call and say I might be coming?
Yeah, I think so. We should have spoken to someone. So, hi.
Hi. Okay. How are you?
I'm all right.
Well, I'm from the United States, and I have a dental health show called Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Right.
And I love interviewing people from other countries to find out the differences and the similarities between us.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you guys do implants here.
We do, yes.
Yeah. Do you know what brand you use?
Yes, we use Ankylos, which is Dentsply Freedent, and Noble Biocare.
Ankylos and Noble Biocare?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you do full mouth reconstruction? So,
yeah.
So if somebody came in with no teeth, they could get a whole set of implants?
Yeah, in many different ways. We do something as well called All-on-4.
What is it?
Where we place 4 implants, so we can get sort of all the teeth on sort of a bar, put on all the so all the teeth just with four implants, or if people prefer, we can do.
So four implants and then a bridge.
Yes, it's like a bridge. Yeah, it's sort of a metal bar and then the teeth.
Oh, so is it the bar and clip over denture, or is it actually like a bridge?
No, it's actually like a bridge. It's fixed.
Okay, so you put one in, say, tooth number 3, 14, 6, 11, the cuspids and the first molars?
Yeah, around there. They're kind of angled backwards to hold them in.
Okay.
I'd have to speak to Karen. Oh.
Should we get Karen?
Okay. She's got a patient at the moment.
Okay, okay. Now, what about mini implants? Do you do those?
We do. We can. We don't do them as much as the others. We've done them maybe 3 times in the last 10 years, I would imagine.
Because people prefer to have the teeth that don't come out.
Fixed rather than an overdenture onto the mini implants. It's just usually a better solution for the patients. They usually prefer to have it fixed.
I forgot to ask your name.
Liz.
Liz, okay, Liz, thanks for talking with me today. And what about sinus lifting? Do the surgeons here do the sinus lifting?
Yes. Bone grafting, sinus lifting, block bone grafts, as well as particulate bone grafts. Yeah.
Now, where do you get your bone grafting material from? What company?
BioOs.
BioOs, okay, because that's what...
Geislik, is it?
What?
It's BioOs, I think. Geislik?
I don't know about the second word, but BioOs. We use BioOs, which is cow bone.
Yeah, that's right.
And then do you use AlloOs?
We don't at the moment, no.
So strictly cow bone?
Yes, strictly cow. Oh, we can take a bit of bone away from the chin.
Harvest bone from the chin?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the name of the company you buy it from? I'm just curious if it's the same as I buy mine from. What's the name of the company?
Geistlich.
Oh, Geistlich. That's what that was.
That's right, isn't it? So it's, yeah,
Geistlich. Geistlich. Okay, see, I've never heard of them, so they may not sell in the United States.
I don't know. Maybe we'd be better off talking to Zoe. She's the implant coordinator, so she knows much more intricately about everything than I do. But
she does. Now, you guys do general anesthesia here?
We don't. We do sedation, intravenous sedation. We use midazolam.
Okay. Which is Versed, which is also...
General anesthesia in general practice here. You've got to have it done in a hospital. It's not legal anymore to do that within a dental practice.
And it used to be?
Yes, years ago.
When you were a baby?
Yeah, before. About when I started it, yeah. About 20 years ago, I think. It.
Okay.
15, 20 years ago, they stopped it, I think, just due to complications.
Right. Now, we use midazolam also, but it's also known as Versed. It's known because it's relatively short-acting.
Yeah.
People wake up within about an hour.
Yeah.
So what if you have a long procedure, they just keep giving them more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they cannula in and just keep giving them more.
Well, that's Karen there. Okay. How long of a procedure would you say you've had? Like, has there been a 4-hour procedure?
Or? Yes. Okay. When we've done full mouths. I mean, it's difficult because at the start it would sometimes maybe if we did a full mouth rehabilitation all in one go, sometimes it might have been 6 hours, but Karen's been doing them for 20 years now, so what might take some people sort of 6 hours, she can do in just a few.
Yeah, well, I've
we
had
tend to do many now that are more than about three hours, do we?
Not really, unless it's the all of
it. Yeah.
And how many would that be in 3 hours that you would place?
In 3 hours, it would depend really, if we were immediately loading the implant or if we were just refitting a temporary denture. Because quite often the time is taken up making a temporary, not actually placing the implants. To place an implant, you could probably place three in something like an hour, really.
Right.
In the correct position, and yeah.
Now, do you guys do the ICAT? Do you have an ICAT?
No.
So it's all hand-eye coordination?
We make surgical stents. So Karen would work using a surgical stent.
And we refer, they have the scan done elsewhere, we refer somewhere else and they have the scan and then we get the information.
So for the people that don't have enough bone or you're worried about where the sinus is, you'll have a scan done?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And the other thing is, what would one implant cost here in Europe, or in England?
It ranges. Ours are probably more expensive than...
But I'm sure they're worth it.
Places. Just Karen's been doing it for such a long time and she's... She sort of puts right other people's wrongs a lot of the time. So it's probably a bit more expensive here. What is it here from start to about 3,900 including the crown?
It's 3,800 to 4,200 depending on the implant system.
And that includes the crown too?
Yeah.
And that's pounds?
It is, yeah.
Okay. So in dollars, if it were dollars, I'll have to figure that out. It's like, did you know that it costs $1.71 to buy a pound?
So should we work that out? Where's my calculator?
Well, it's 3/4 more expensive, so it's almost double. So $4,000 would be something like 7,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4,000 pounds would be $7,000. Yeah, okay.
Some people could maybe do it. Some people might charge 2.5 elsewhere. Mm. Yeah, for the full thing. But I don't know what system they're using or how long they've been doing it or how much what qualifications they have to do that. So.
Right. That buzzing sound is you guys have lock everybody out and they have to push the button, right?
That's right.
Is it to keep people like me out?
Just the general riff-raff, yeah.
People like you.
Yeah, we only have the best people that are allowed in.
Well, thanks for letting us in, Liz.
That's quite all right. Thanks for coming in.
And thanks for talking to us. And I forgot to get your name, or did I?
I'm Zoe.
Zoe, thanks for talking to me and for your help.
You're welcome. It's lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm going to give you guys a card and explain to you how you can listen to this when it broadcasts back in the States. And then if you give me one of your cards, I'll send you an email that tells you when it's going to air so you can check it out, okay? Let me just do that.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes and then they take away your teeth too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are.
Welcome back. Today we were talking to a dentist in York, England. By the way, let me just give a little bit of input into what we just heard. The sedation that they do for the implants is the same thing that I do. It's called conscious sedation. It's IV sedation, but it's not general anesthesia, which means a person, if they get something stuck in their throat, will cough and they'll know there's something in their throat. Also, I mentioned a word called an ICAT. That is a CAT scan. It was the first brand name of the volumetric scan that we now use in dentistry. There are three or four models out on the market now, different companies.
And a surgical stent is a hard plastic piece that is made to fit over the person's ridge. And there are little holes in it where the implant is to be placed, and there are little cams that guide the drill to make sure that we get the drill exactly where we want the implant, meaning we won't go too deep and cause the person to be numb, or we won't go too deep and cause and go into the sinus, or we won't be going crooked. That's what stents are used for. Okay, now next week's show is going to be a Teeth Across America installment. And we are going to delve into the fear of needles in the mouth and the fear of dentists in general via an interview of a cross-country contract truck driver. That's coming up next week. Thank you for listening. Tune in next Sunday and have a great week.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.